Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 23rd day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Sukkah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. Carrying on from the previous Mishnah, which mentioned that the lulav would be taken sometimes, and the arava sometimes 6 days, sometimes 7 days, our Mishnah is going to explain the lulav. How is that sometimes taken 7 days and sometimes 6 days? Lulav Shiva Ketzad, Yom Tov Arishon Shechag Shecholias B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot fell on a Shabbos, Lulav Shiva, then we would bench Lulav on 7 days in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Lulav would be taken in the Mikdash, all 7 days of Sukkot, as it says in the Pasuk, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, in front of Hashem your God, i.e. in the Beis HaMikdash, then you take it for 7 days. Anywhere else, it was only taken for 1 day, Yom Rishon. As it says in the Torah, Lakachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon. Now, since the main mitzvah of Lulav and the chayva of taking it, which are explicit in the Torah, are mentioned on just the first day, therefore the Chachamim said, we want the Lulav to be Doicha Shabbos, even in the Mikdash, only on day one. In other words, in the Beis HaMikdash, normally they didn't keep, they didn't make limits or restrictions of a rabbinic origin. But when it comes to the lulav, they said, well, yes, we will allow the taking of the lulav to be done even on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, but only if it falls on the first day Sukkot. And the reason they're worried is because maybe a person would take the lulav outside, carry it in Shusarabim to show someone how to use it, how to bench it. So, says our Mishnah, if the first day of Sukkot fell on a Shabbos, lulav would be taken for 7 days because it would be taken on Shabbos and then the following 6 days of Sukkot. Ushar kala yomen. But if the Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov fell on any other day other than Shabbos, shisha, the lulav would only be taken for 6 days because you don't take the lulav on Shabbos chol hamoed, even in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, nowadays, however, the lulav is not taken on Shabbos, even on, even if the first day Yom Tov falls on Sukkot. Even if the first day Sukkot falls on Shabbos. The reason the Gemara explains is because there were places that were far away from Eretz Yisrael that didn't know exactly when the Rosh Chodesh was. And it was a Sofek, therefore, which was the first day. And even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was only be the first day that there was that you could bench lulav on Shabbos. So therefore they said, right, all places will be equal and we will not allow the lulav to be taken on Shabbos at all. And that included even in Eretz Yisrael, but that's nowadays. Mishnah Gimel, Arava Shiva, Ketzer. How did it work with the Arava that the mitzvah of doing the Arava was done sometimes for 7 days of Sukkot, sometimes only 6 days? What is the mitzvah of the Arava? In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would take there would be, in addition to the mitzvah of the Arava that was part of the Dalad Minim, part of the four species, there would be another mitzvah of taking a big willow branch and putting it up against the sides of the Mizbeach. Where does it come from? Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. There's no posuk for it. It's one of those things that the Tzedukim didn't agree to it, for example. Now, this mitzvah of Arava in the time of the Beis HaMikdash would sometimes be practiced for 7 days, sometimes for six, depending on when Sukkot, how, whatever the week it fell. But rather than the first day of the day of Sukkot, the focus was on the seventh day of Sukkot. When does that fall, if that falls on a Shabbos? Yom Shavi Shel Rava Shecholis B'Shabbos. If the seventh day of Sukkot fell on the Shabbos, then the mitzvah of the Rava, putting up the big willow branches against the side of the Mizbeach, would be done. It would be Docha the Shabbos. And it would be, and therefore, would be done all 7 days of Sukkot. Ushar kala yomim. If the seventh day of Sukkot fell on any other day of the week other than Shabbos, shisha, then it would only be done for 6 days. On Shabbos, they would not put the arava around on the mizbeach. Now, why is this? Why did they do this on the seventh day? The Gemara explains this mitzvah is not anywhere explicit in the Torah. In fact, the Tzedukim, the Sadducees, didn't agree with it, didn't believe in it. Therefore, the Chacham said, we want to do it on the seventh day with such a publicity that even if it's on Shabbos, we want to do it, to publicize that there is a mitzvah and it comes from Moshe Mitzrayim. Now, why did they do this on the seventh day and not the first day of Sukkot? If it would be done on the first day of Sukkot, if they would have said, we want you to put the rubber against the Mizbeach to do that mitzvah on the first day, when the first day of Sukkot falls on a Shabbos, it wouldn't be so recognizable that you're doing it because the Arava is Doche Shabbos. People would say, ah, it's only because of the Lulav. It's only on the back of the Lulav being Doche Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot, so that's why they're doing the Arava. It wouldn't put the mitzvah of the Arava on a high pedestal. The Chachamim wanted to make sure that this is given the greatest publicity with the Arava, especially when you had citizens not agreeing to it. So they said, we're going to do it not on the first day of Sukkot, but if you're not going to pick the first day of Sukkot, they said that the most logical one would be the last day of Sukkot. It's a day which is easily it's easy to identify with, rather than somewhere in the middle. And so they said that the Lulav will be Doche the Shabbos in the beginning of the Yom Tov. The Arava will be Doche the Shabbos at the end of the Yom Tov. This is, of course, all in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, we only take the Arava as a Zeichel HaMikdash, and we do it only on day 7. We do what's called Hashanah Rabbah. Since the Netilah of the Arava outside Yerushalayim was anyway only a custom, it was a Minag Nevim, wasn't Min HaTorah, so therefore, they said that only on the 7th day they said to do this special Arava and to do all the beating on the ground, etc.